Just beyond our sight lies an unseen realm, a world where an untold number of supernatural beings not only exist, but thrive. And from time to time, these beings are seen by people and documented in the logs and history of cultures worldwide. In this video, we are going to discuss a map from the 1500s that seemingly shows these exact creatures scattered around the world. Is it possible that in our not too distant past, gateways or portals existed across the earth, allowing these extraordinary creatures to interact with our reality? Ancient maps and legends are packed with tales of such encounters. Sailors spoke of sea serpents and mermaids, while explorers documented giants in far-off lands. These stories could be more than just myths. They might be accounts of real interactions between humans and otherworldly beings. Throughout history, mysterious portals scattered across the globe might have acted as doorways between our world and this hidden realm. As these portals closed over time, sightings of these supernatural creatures became rare, but the legends persisted until this very day.
Do you think they're real?
Parallel universes?
It's not a fantasy, Mark. They're real.
You see, opening dimensional portals is a tricky business.
A race of giants once lived here.
Seraphim of the sixth choir, you have lain with a human. And you fathered a Nephilim.
An ordinary Nephilim is one of the most dangerous beings in all of creation, but one that's fathered by an archangel, the devil himself.
Back in 1562, map makers were totally convinced that America was crawling with real supernatural creatures. Mermaids, giants, and dragons were no joke. Imagine stumbling upon a map and seeing sea serpents, cannibals, and even the first shout out to California. This epic map was the real deal. In the 15th and 16th centuries, the Western Hemisphere was like the ultimate mystery box. After Columbus made his legendary landing, Europeans were obsessed with tales of sea monsters, strange creatures, and mysterious civilizations. Figuring out what was real was like chasing shadows. But in their minds, these creatures were 100% legit. Enter Diego Gutierrez, the Spanish map wizard, and Hieronymus Kock, the Dutch engraving maestro. Together, they crafted a six-paneled map that was the biggest of its kind at the time, called Americae Sive, Quarte Orbis, Partis Nova et Exactissima, fancy Latin for the Americas, or a new and precise description of the fourth part of the world. This map nailed some geographical features, like the east coast of the Americas and the west coast of Europe and Africa, but it was also packed with what they believed were real supernatural legends. Mermaids, savage sea serpents, cannibals, a massive erupting volcano in Mexico, and even a land of giants. They thought all of these were just part of the landscape. As the go-to mapmaker for King Philip II and Spain's trade squad, Gutierrez was plugged into all the juicy stories from adventurers and the treasure troves of South America. He sprinkled his map with all the hot names and labels that explorers were buzzing about, believing them to be based on true encounters. Most folks in 16th century Europe couldn't read, so maps were more than just tools for getting around. Like many maps back then, the oceans were crawling with terrifying sea monsters, reflecting the fear of the unknown. In the Atlantic, west of Ireland, a massive clawed beast lurked in the waves. Below a ship battle in the lower right panel, a flying fish zipped around, while a strange ape or monkey chowed down on its prey near the Canary Islands. The west coast of South America, pure chaos and mystery. A menacing whale rammed into a ship, a dragon serpent slithered around, and a group of mermaids clutched a UFO-shaped disc near Patagonia, a legendary land rumored to be home to giants. These creatures weren't just myths.
So they're real. UFOs.
If they're real, what else is real?
What if there are more portals like this around the world?
So I've been reading up on Nephilim, trying to figure out how much time we have before.
They were considered part of the real, uncharted world. Latin America was full of resourceful indigenous peoples like the Aztecs and Mayans, who were pros at metalworking, farming, and preserving artifacts. But Gutierrez? He didn't show these advanced civilizations. Instead, he drew Brazilians as barbaric cannibals in the middle of butchering and roasting humans. Down south, in what's now Argentina and Chile, Gutierrez sketched two giant members of the Tehuelche tribe towering over an explorer in Tierra de Patagones, or the Land of Giants. This area, now part of Argentina and Chile, was first hyped up by Portuguese explorer Ferdinand Magellan in 1520. He claimed the Tehuelches were 7 to 8.5 feet tall and looked gigantic to the short Spaniards. Magellan even tried to haul two Tehuelche giants back to Spain, but they didn't survive the trip. All he had left were stories of the Land of Giants, which he called Patagonia, from the Spanish word pata, foot. Giants weren't just a South American thing. Explorers across the continent found evidence of these enormous beings, with tales and even skeletal remains uncovered that pointed to their existence. But here's the kicker. Many of these finds have been covered up by governments trying to erase the history of giants, mermaids, sea monsters, UFOs, and other supernatural beings. These creatures are all real and have been recorded since the beginning of time. The oceans, too, were said to be teeming with gigantic, fearsome beasts. From krakens that could drag entire ships beneath the waves to enormous serpents that terrorized sailors, the sea was a place of constant danger and mystery. Maps from this era weren't just about navigation. They were a peek into a world where the supernatural was real and lurking just beyond the horizon. Gutierrez and Koch also named settlements rivers, mountains, and capes that exist today. They showed rough etchings of the Amazon River, Lake Titicaca, Mexico City, and rivers in South America and Florida. There are many accurate coastal features of South, Central, North, and Caribbean America. All this accurate geography, mixed with their depiction of mythical creatures, early explorers genuinely believed in these supernatural beings. They didn't just draw them for fun, they encountered them, fought them, and included them in their records. The impact of these creatures on early explorers is undeniable. Some say you can still find remnants of these mysterious creatures roaming the dark, uncharted corners of our world today. So, next time you peep an old map, remember, it's not just about geography, it's a glimpse into a world where supernatural creatures were as real as the land they roamed, shaping the stories and understanding of explorers and mapmakers alike. Giants, mermaids, and sea monsters, they were all part of the journey into the unknown. These creatures were, and still are, 100% legit, but hidden from us by those in power. First off, let's talk giants. The Tehuelche tribe in Patagonia? Yeah, they were real giants towering over the Spanish explorers who first encountered them. We're talking 7 to 8.5 feet tall, real-life behemoths. But here's the twist. Over the centuries, numerous giant bones have been unearthed across South America. These finds were quickly snatched up and covered up by governments and secret organizations. Why? To keep the truth buried and maintain control over what we know about our history. Mermaids, those enchanting and deadly sea maidens, are another story that's been swept under the rug. Sailors' tales of mermaids weren't just drunken fantasies. They were actual encounters. These mysterious beings were spotted near Patagonia, clutching strange UFO-shaped discs. Researchers believe these discs might be ancient technology or artifacts from a civilization lost to time, further proving that mermaids weren't just figments of the imagination. And let's not forget the sea monsters, massive clawed beasts, krakens, and dragon serpents terrorized the oceans. Sailors documented these encounters, and maps were filled with illustrations of these terrifying creatures. The Atlantic Ocean, especially west of Ireland, was said to be a hotbed of sea monster activity. These beasts were so real to the explorers that entire ship routes were altered to avoid them. Yet modern-day maritime authorities dismiss these stories as myths to keep the public in the dark. UFOs, or unidentified flying objects, aren't a new phenomenon either. The map by Gutierrez and Koch shows mermaids holding what looks like UFO-shaped discs, suggesting that encounters with extraterrestrial or otherworldly beings have been happening for centuries. Ancient texts and artifacts across different cultures reference flying crafts and beings from the skies, hinting at a long history of human interaction with the unknown. Even today, remnants of these creatures might still roam the hidden, dark corners of our world. Unexplored parts of the Amazon rainforest, the depths of the oceans, and remote mountainous regions could still harbor these legendary beings. Cryptozoologists, those who study hidden or unknown animals, continue to receive reports of giant sightings, strange sea creatures, and mysterious beings that defy conventional explanation. Why hide all this? Imagine the world knowing giants once walked among us, or that mermaids still lurk beneath the waves. It would rewrite history, challenge our understanding of biology, and disrupt countless scientific fields. Governments and secret societies aim to keep this power, maintaining control over knowledge and keeping the status quo. But every so often, evidence slips through the cracks. A giant's bone here, a blurry photo of a sea serpent there, or an old sailor's journal recounting a mermaid encounter. These snippets keep the legend alive and hint at the hidden truth. Maps from the 15th and 16th centuries, like the one created by Gutierrez and Koch, weren't just guides. They were treasure troves of knowledge about a world brimming with supernatural creatures. While today's authorities might label these tales as myths, the evidence suggests otherwise. Giants, mermaids, sea monsters, and UFOs, they're not just stories. They're a hidden part of our history, obscured by those who want to keep us in the dark. So next time you see an old map or hear a legend that sounds too wild to be true, remember, there might be more to it than meets the eye. The world is a big, mysterious place, and some truths are stranger than fiction. The giants, mermaids, and sea monsters of old might still be out there, waiting to be rediscovered in the shadowy corners of our planet.